JPMorgan Chase said this week that it will lay off 8,000 people this year. That's a bigger number than expected, and most of the job cuts will be in its residential home loan business. Other banks are laying people off, too, as the mortgage business slows down. Meanwhile, home sales have been slowing down, too. So what does it all mean for the housing market? Well, joining us now with some answers is NPR's Chris Arnold, who covers economics and housing. Chris, great to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you. Hi, Meghna.
Hi. So first of all, tell us what's going on with JPMorgan Chase and the bank laying off all these people.
Well, it's, of course, never a good thing when thousands of people are losing their jobs. That's sad. But it's probably not a sign of some underlying problem or some big trouble for the housing market or for people who are looking to buy a house. In fact, there might be some silver lining there for them. And what's been going on with the banks laying folks off is that rates have been rising. Mm-hmm. They were very, very low. So anybody who could refinance has been tripping over themselves to do it. But now that's kind of over. So there's all these people who work in that area who don't have as much to do. And so the banks are laying folks off. But the silver lining is that a lot of economists think that lending standards are too tight right now. The pendulum sort of swung too far in the cautious direction. So now they're going to have to compete more to get business. Maybe that means that they start to move back towards normal in terms of like, okay, who can qualify for a mortgage, loosen things up a bit, not too much. But that would be good for the economy and for a lot of people looking to buy houses if it got easier within reason to buy a house.
Right. So maybe a little bit of a balancing act going on writ large here across the housing market. But there have been signs, recent signs, that the housing recovery might be slowing down a little.
That's right. And there's a couple things going on here. One is that home prices were rising a lot and up 13% or more in just the last year. So that's a huge increase in home prices. That can't continue, and it probably shouldn't continue. I mean, we had the housing bubble and all the craziness. So that's not really a problem, that prices aren't going to keep rising. The thing that might be a sign of trouble is that the pace of home sales has been slowing down. So in 5 of the past 6 months, Americans bought fewer homes than they did the month before, and home sales are now at their lowest level in 18 months.
18 months. So that does not actually sound very good.
No. But we should stress that it's too early to know exactly what's going on with home sales. These numbers are seasonally adjusted. It's been a crazy cold winter. There's all kinds of storms. And the winter's just always a bad time of year to try to tell what exactly is going on with the housing market. So if things keep slowing down in the spring and the summer, that could be bad for the economy. But on a brighter note, there's a lot of signs that maybe things are going to get better again. There's pent-up demand. There's more jobs every month. There's more and more people getting hired, and the economy is slowly improving. So Americans very well may start buying more homes again.
Okay. So I understand there's also a new report out about the housing market out just today.
Right. This is from a group called the Conference Board, and I've got it here in my hand.
It looks pretty weighty.
It's like a phone book. Yeah. And it's called A Tale of 2,000 Cities. So we're probably not going to get to all of these cities here in the time.
Oh, you mean, wait, in the 50 seconds we have left, we can't cover 2,000
probably
American
not.
Cities?
But I got a takeaway, which is that the takeaway from this report is everything's local. I mean, so much depends on what state you're in, what city you're in, what neighborhood you're in. For example, quickly, Memphis, Tennessee, the price is expected to rise another 15% by 2018. Washington, D.C., only expected to rise 3%. So where prices have really crashed and haven't come back up, you know, there's going to be all kinds of differences in different towns. So what we've done, though, is we've put this up on the Here and Now webpage. So if people go there, they can check it out and look in their small town or whatever and see what's going on.
Because many of the 2,000 cities, I should say, are in this report. And that link is at hereandnow.org. NPR's Chris Arnold, thank you so much.
Thank you, Meghna.